What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Ari, here.
This is Christina Williams.
It's Dawn Staley.
I'm Miles Ehrlich.
It's your girl, Jasmine Baker, here.
And you're listening to About That.
About That.
About That.
About That.
So you know you gotta stay locked into About That with your boy, B. Terrell. Deuces. I'm sorry, no sorry. Nobody
but don't act crazy. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, B. Terrell, and I am back for another episode. You have locked in and tuned in to About That. I really need to get me like a clap track or something to add in right there, because I feel like a game show host or something. Like, come on. Wait, that's Price is Right. Never mind. Anyway, thank you for listening to About That. I'm so excited that you've tuned in. We're at the midpoint of the season, pretty much. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, tomorrow, actually, Saturday, will be the midpoint of the season. And All-Star voting has been announced, at least for the starters. The reserves will be announced next week. There have been some great performances this week. There have been some discourse, some conversations surrounding the announcement or re-announcement of retirings, and you know, the discrepancy in coverage. And so yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. This week saw some really good games. Lately there have been some blowouts. There have been some amazing comebacks, historical comebacks. And yeah, so I know everybody watched the Aces versus Chicago Sky game. The Aces, I think, set the record, or maybe it was their franchise record. Either way, they put up like 41 points in the first quarter. Everybody was like, oh yeah, they're about to run away with this. And Chicago Sky completed the largest comeback in league history surrounding, for that game. They completed the largest comeback in league history, and they ended up going on to win that game. Everyone was on Twitter just like dumbfounded, like, how did that happen? The final score of that game ended up being 104-95. So Chicago beat the Aces by 9 points. But people always talk about those games. Oh, they needed this. They needed this to get back to themselves. I don't know. But either way, Asia Wilson is still the MVP candidate, the front runner to me. Asia Wilson is still going to do her thing. She was also announced as the player of the week. That's her third time winning it so far, if I'm not mistaken, this season. And so I do think that she's a front runner for MVP, because she just means so much to the Aces team. Unfortunately, the Aces weren't able to pull together that win. Will I call it a collapse? They faltered a little bit towards the end that allowed the Sky to come back and win that game. But there were some fun games. The Atlanta Dream, they've totaled their win season. They've equaled their win season from 2021. They are now sitting at a whopping amazing record of 8-8, and they are in the sixth spot currently. If the playoffs were to end today, they are in, and they are a sixth seed. They don't quite have home court advantages yet, because obviously the top four seeds will have that. But hey, they're in the playoffs. Dream ain't been to the playoffs since 2018, when they went to the semifinals, to game five against the Mystics. So it's things are turning around, it looks like. They're turning around, definitely, for the Dream, at least hopefully. And shout out to Ryan Howard. Ryan's that girl. But Maya Caldwell had a really great game for the Dream. It was her professional debut. She was signed to a hardship contract, and she started. And Maya was like, I'm about to make it do what it do. Maya belongs in the league on someone's roster. And Maya, the Dream defeated the Wings by a score of 80-75. And Maya finished the game with 18 points, 4 assists, 1 rebound, and 2 steals. She did have quite a few turnovers, but that's fine. That's fine. She was 7-11 from the floor, 4-for-5 from deep. Like, Sis shot 63.6% from the floor in her first game. So, shouts out to them. So yeah, it's been some fun games. Candace Parker recorded her, she is now the league leader in triple doubles. She recorded her third triple double against, drum roll please, against the Los Angeles Sparks. And if I'm not mistaken, this was Candace's first time back in LA because she was injured sometimes on last season. This was her first time back since, you know, obviously, signing with Chicago. And so, yeah, this is the first time playing against her former team in Los Angeles. So she finished with 10 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. And it was done in three quarters. So sis is the all-time leader in triple-doubles with just three. Not just three. With three triple-doubles, she's the all-time leader. And Candace, like, look, she was named the all-star star. I'm going to get into that later. But Candace, like, I ain't done. I'm going to show y'all. I still can make it do what it do. So shout out to her for that. The sky beat the Sparks 82-59. My God. So yeah. Sue, I guess, I don't know. She re-announced her retirement. There's a big hoopla surrounding that. All the media outlets, you know, shout out to Sue. A phenomenal career coming to close. And everyone just picked up the story and ran it. It was everywhere. She was on TV networks talking about it. They had tribute video. The Liberty Gate, they on the day that she officially announced it herself, I guess, they were playing the Liberty. The Liberty went out. They got T-shirts. They had, like, some special jerseys and a jacket made or stitch, whatever. Featuring like the NBA teams or featuring like New York sports teams or something like that. And there was just so much. And then there was a tribute video. There was just a lot given to Sue. And then, you know, it brought up the conversation and I definitely called it out as well. It's just that sometimes the black players, when they retire, especially the black legends, they don't want a lot of times they don't get to go out on their own terms. Cappy, Delisha Milton Jones, Candace Dupree, who's the league's she's a top four scorer in league history, don't really get a chance to have the farewell ending to their careers how they would want it to, the storybook ending. And now we have Sylvia Fowles, who, yeah, Sue has more rings. She won four rings. Sue has two. Sue has five gold medals. Sue has four. Sue won in college. Yes, Sue didn't win in college. It's fine. And the argument was that Sue's rings always came on the backs or alongside players who are more dominant than her. Lauren Jackson, Breanna Stewart. Two of those rings were with Lauren. And then obviously Betty was the finals MVP, Betty Lennox. And then two of those rings were with Breanna Stewart. Sue doesn't have a lot of the individual accolades. She is obviously probably the record in all-star appearances. I have to check that stat just to be sure. Record in all-star appearances, like I mentioned, yes, she has the gold medals for Team USA. She's like the all-time assist leader, all-time leader in games played. That's it. You go to Sylvia. Sylvia is a multiple-time defensive player of the year. Sylvia is a league MVP. You have Sylvia being the all-time leader in rebounds. You have Sylvia being two rings. She's a two-time finals MVP, all first team. She's an all-star as well. She's the blocks, she was a two-time blocks leader. Like, she has a lot more of the individual awards that be like, yo, I'm that bitch. Like, yes, I won as part of a team, but I led my team to these wins. And so it's real frustrating that, and then there was a graphic put up highlighting those team awards that Sue received and not really doing the justice and making it seem like Sylvia Fowles was somewhat of a second-rate player. Like last night, I was watching the Dallas Wings versus the Indiana Fever game. They were talking about the All-Star votes, which I will get to. They were talking about the All-Star votes. And then they were talking about, they said, oh, and yeah, we also had some, we and Sylvia Fowles and Sue Bird will be retiring. And they went on, they proceeded to only show a graphic of Sue Bird and her accomplishments. They mentioned Syl and Syl also retiring, but there was no graphic showing Sylvia's retirement. They only focused on Sue. And that's the thing that's just so frustrating because obviously, yes, the league, we know that the league has had a has a history of marketing just its white players. Or not, I don't say just, marketing more its white players and appealing to whatever audience they feel that they would cater to the most. And they're not really doing the best by its black athletes for a league that is made up of over 80% majority black individuals. And it's just been very frustrating to watch Syl be treated as though she's other. Like, okay, yeah, you're here. Like a disruption to the narrative. I like to use that disruption to the narrative. They treat her like it's a disruption to the narrative. But that's hey, the league gon' league. And so I guess the rest of us, we got to do our job to make sure that Syl gets her flowers. So, yeah. But moving on to the All-Star votes. Your All-Star starters were announced, and those starters, excuse me, let me give me a little bit more coffee because I don't get what's going on here. But the All-Star starters were announced. There were some noticeable names that were missing from the list of All-Stars. There were some first-timers who everyone expected. But then there was, there was probably one noticeable omission that who, based off of fan vote and media vote, should have been a starter. But the starters that were named for the All-Star are Asia Wilson. She was the leading vote getter for the fans. There is Breanna Stewart, Sue Bird, Sylvia Fowles, Jonquel Jones, Nneka Ogumike, Candace Parker, Sabrina Ionescu, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young. All are having pretty good seasons. But where everything kind of took a turn, everyone saw, you know, I released the voting breakdown of the top 10 players in each category. Skylar Diggins-Smith, noticeably absent from the starters. And what happened? Skylar was ranked 4 in fan votes, 3rd by the media, but 14 amongst her peers. Out of all guards, they ranked Skylar as 14th amongst her peers. So Skylar's been having a phenomenal season. She is the reason, I won't say, she is the reason why the Mercury, they've struggled a little bit to start the season, why they have been in and won a lot of those games. Obviously, Diamond DeShields has done her part. DT's done some things as well, but Skylar has really played a huge part in the success of the season or the turnaround in the season that the Mercury have had and are having. And for her, you know, she got the 4th amount of votes. Sabrina was 6th in fan vote, 4th in media ranking, and 7th in the player ranking. Now, there was some talk. Did the league switch the player votes, or do the players not just really get along with Skylar? Did the league do this just to get Sabrina in? I don't know. I don't know if that would have happened, but it's just so, it's so crazy. And and everyone said, you know, the players are haters. Players hate amongst each other. And so should the All-Star game be just based off of the fan votes? Because the All-Star game is for the fans. It's an entertainment exhibition for the fans. So the rosters should only be, at least the starters, should be based off of who the fans want to see. And then obviously the coaches who have to game plan against the rest or against these people should determine who the reserves are, because they're in it and they see it. And so I don't think players should have, I mean, I don't know if players shouldn't have a say. I'm indifferent to it. But we know that sometimes players don't, you know, I mean, obviously in the past we saw how Candace was rated. She was voted most overrated based off of, I forgot what season it was, but they took a poll. Maybe it was before the bubble season or so. They voted her most overrated, or maybe it was 2019. Either or, the players voted her as most overrated. And then Candace, when it came to the front court players, she was rated as number 13. So she was third in fan vote and seventh in media vote. So it was like, now wait a minute. Candace just, I'm going to say just barely. If Candace would have been any lower, De'Erica Hamby would have had that starting spot over Candace. But because Hamby was rated seventh in fan votes and ninth in media votes, I think the fan votes is what really gave Candace the edge over De'Erica. Because if it wasn't for that fan vote, De'Erica definitely would have been the starter, because, you know, De'Erica was seventh in the players and compared to 13th for Candace. So what has Candace and Skylar done to these people that just make them like, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't really fucking with you. Now, Elena Deladon got a low player rank, but I don't know if that's because she's injured or if they also think that. I don't know. I've never heard anything about the Elena Deladon being a trash talker. That way the players won't like her. I do know that players have always felt that she doesn't get called for fouls. And then obviously, because if you remember back in the 2019 finals, man, Kurt Miller said that about the Mystics and EDD, that, you know, she's going to foul and, you know, they're not going to call any fouls. So I don't know if players also realize that and that's why they don't vote for her. I haven't heard anything about trash talking, but hey, who knows? Maybe EDD, because she's just so calm, really. Maybe she'd be talking trash, you know, down there in the paint a little bit too. And, you know, we just don't hear it. I don't know. But for them to rate those three players who are top players in the league, EDD, Skylar, and Candace, for the players to rate them that low, it's like, wow, what's going on? But yeah, Skylar saw it, and I feel like she's going to, more than likely, she would definitely be named a reserve. She should be named a reserve. We're going to find out those, the reserves on Tuesday, but definitely Skylar should be one of those that gets named as a reserve. And then the captains will then pick next Saturday on a live telecast their starters. So that's going to be fun. I'm not their starters, their rosters. So the captains will get a chance to be drafted. Oh, and speaking of captains, so they also named Seal and Sue as co-captains. So Asia was the lead in vote getter. Brianna was second in votes. But because of retirement, they announced that Sue and Seal would be co-captains. I don't like that, because I feel like it takes from Asia and Stewie, it takes their moment away from them. And so what I released a tweet that says, I don't like the co-captain thing. The two players that receive the most amount of votes should get to have their moment. It feels like a quick fix due to the recent backlash to give a quote-unquote equal treatment look without actually putting any thought into it. Feels very much like here. Damn. And I had a typo in my tweet. Dang it. I just now saw that. After all that, I just saw I had a typo. God darn it. I'm upset. But really, I feel like, and everyone brought up a comparison to the NBA, as they so often like to do when talking about the WNBA. Back when Dirk and D-Wade were retiring, their final seasons, the league created an additional roster spot. Now, granted, Sue and Seal were voted as starters, so that's good. So they didn't have to create an additional roster spot, but there was no preferential treatment. It didn't make them co-captains or anything. The league allowed them to have that final farewell on the All-Star stage. With Seal and Sue being voted as starters anyway, I think that I won't say that was good enough, but I think that was okay, because boom, they would have made the roster. They would have made the All-Star game. Highlight them at halftime. Don't take away from Asia and Stewie to, you know, to share their moment with someone else. And maybe I'm just being selfish. I don't know. But if I earn something, don't make me share it with someone else. It gave very much participation trophy a little bit. But maybe not really, because once again, they're all voted. But I feel like, boom, y'all are already here. Let's just have a special ceremony at halftime to acknowledge you two for being phenomenal players during the All-Star event, but still allow Asia and Stewie to have their moments. So I'm ready to see how much input or what the emphasis is on these co-captains. I already feel like they're going to talk more about they're going to try to give Sue Asia's light. We're going to see. But I just feel like it's robbing them of their moment. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's what's happened this week. Some of what's happened this week in the All-Star. I mean, around the league. And, you know, hey, the league on league. We got some fun games coming up tonight and tomorrow, but I'm gonna take a break as always. Go get you a little drink, go get you a little coffee, a little water or something, and we'll be back with a very special guest. And peace out. All right, everybody, welcome back to About That. As always, I am your host, B Terrell, and I am being joined by an amazing shot maker from anywhere on the court, from deep, hezzy, attacking the basket, all that good stuff. My Philly John, one of my Philly Johns, Diamond Johnson. How are you, Diamond?
I'm good. How are you? Not the Philly Johns.
The John, you know, I know some of the lingo. I know, let me see. Hold on. John, you taught me. I think, what else? Ard, Young Bull.
All right.
Yeah. I always be saying Ard. I never really be like Ard. So say it.
All right.
Okay. I'm gonna work on it. I'm gonna get it. You know, I'm gonna be good. By the time I be done, I'm gonna be good. I'm like, all right, yeah, bet. But yeah, that, I think you know what? We already having fun. Like, I love this. So thank you for joining me today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. This weather getting to me. It's a little too hot for me.
Okay, so I always thought that up there, like, it's a little cooler than, you know, I mean, I guess you are kind of like in the middle. So, it's not that cold up there right about now. But,
yes, it's just, like, very humid, like, down south. It's just very humid.
No, yeah, you're right. Okay, cool. So, are you, I guess since we last spoke, you know, shouts out to the committee. For those of you that follow the committee, you know that we had the amazing Diamond Johnson on, few weeks ago and got a chance to know her better, and then obviously a lot of you all got a chance to know her better. So how have you been since I guess the off season? If you've been doing some traveling, you know, kind of living life a little bit before, you know, obviously practices and workouts and things like that start back up.
Yeah, I had took like a couple weeks off after the season, and then I just came home. I had took a trip to Atlanta. I was supposed to go to Cali, but some of my friends was playing, so we had to chalk it. You know, chalking me, we had to just say no, or just say, like, we're not going. Cancel it. See, there you go. You got to remember that lingo, too.
Chalk it. Just like the chalkboard, like, chalk it, like that.
Yeah.
And that means just, it's like dead. It's dead.
Yeah, it is. Canceled.
Okay. I feel it. Okay. So, yo, you know what? Hey, bro, we're going to have to just chalk that. Oh, I like that. Okay. Yeah. So, boom, I got some more to add to my. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're moving smooth right now. Okay. So, I know you said you went to Atlanta, and you went to Atlanta Dream Game too, right? How was that experience?
Yep. I went to the practice. Practice was very good, it was intense. I think I learned a lot just by watching, and then like the training and the details and stuff. And then the game, it was crazy because they actually blew out Phoenix. So I was rooting for them, you know, since I was down there. So it was nice.
Wait, was that the game that's that one where like Diamond was like, Diamond the Shields was going crazy though, right?
Yeah, that's the game she was. That's
she was like tired. I know she was tired. I felt so bad for her, man.
No, for real. But I know that Dream your favorite team though. I see you post.
You know it. Twitter. You know what? You went for the Dream all day. Shouts out to Atlanta Dream. You know, we had a little rough patch, but we back though. We back. So while you were there at the game, did you have that feeling like, bruh, like soon? Like, yes. What was it to be there? What was it like?
It was cool. Like, the atmosphere was good. The crowd was a good crowd. And I sat, you know, behind like the court side, and I just got a feeling like I just can't wait to be here. Like, I just can't wait to get there. It's gonna be so much fun. It just looked like more, you know, up the pace, more spaced out, you know. So I can't wait. That's what I was thinking. So just watching people get buckets.
Okay. So now while we're talking about the WNBA, you know, I don't know if you've seen, but over the past couple of weeks, you know, there's been some rumors that Philly, you know, could possibly be, you know, they announced, I'll say this, I don't know if they classify this really as a rumor or just an early report, but expansion is on the horizon for the W.
Yep,
and
yep,
one of the teams, I mean, one of the cities that's in the running is allegedly Philadelphia. How would you feel to have a team right there, basically where you're from?
That would feel so good. Like, you don't know how many people have been preaching about add a team in Philly, because, you know, we already got the Sixers. So, and then the support would just be crazy. Like, they wouldn't even have to travel. They can just get up in their cars, bring nieces, nephew, friends, cut like the whole family. Like, the atmosphere would be crazy. Like,
so now obviously, in the crowd. Okay, and obviously you would, you know, hey, you just want to play anywhere. You don't care. But obviously, it'll make it that much sweeter if, you know, you could play at home.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I definitely don't care about playing anywhere, but that would be, like, ideal.
Right, right. And then that's always been something I've heard about Philadelphia in regards to just, I won't use the word crazy. They're dedicated and supportive no matter what, whether it's Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, what's your hockey team? Flyers, right?
I'm not sure about the hockey team.
Oh God, but either way, Philly has a dedicated fan base, and like, they are there supporting through thick and thin.
No, thick and thin, because they don't care if you're 0-12.
They're gonna be there.
They're gonna be there. But I think it is the Flyers for the NHL team.
Okay. So that's dope. That's dope. And I would definitely want to just travel there just to go and get me that cheesecake. I can't say cheesecake, John, right? That don't match, right? No?
No.
No.
I mean, you could have said I get the cheesecake, John, or the cheesecake, John.
I'm about to go get that, John. I don't know which store. I went to one of them. I think it was D'Alessandro's.
Yeah, they got good cheesecakes for sure. I had it like 4 times every time I went. It was cool.
Okay, I'm a big guy. I like to eat, so that's all I work. Look, when I travel to these games, show me where the food at, and then show me. That's really all I need to find is just the food, because I'm gonna be at the game in my hotel. I'm gonna be getting me a nice drink or something nice to eat. So yeah, I'm doing right. There anyway. So
no, I'm having food too, though.
Hello, and so you talked about getting ready. Basically enjoying this time off. Y'all have some big goals next year. You've added some pieces.
Right.
It's North Carolina State. I'm assuming one would think that this is your team. This is going to be your team there. I mean,
it's going to be our team, you know, but I definitely
got. You'll be one of the leaders of the team. I'll say that. Okay, so you'll be one of the leaders of the team. So what are your expectations? What are your expectations for the season, and even just for yourself personally?
Just I'll say for the team, just building up what we did last year and, you know, keeping it up, keeping the streaks going and whatever, you know, winning championships and just being better as a whole. For myself, I would just say, you know, yes, I can score and stuff, but, like, focus on getting my teammates involved more and just taking more pride in defense because I already take pride in it. But just doing everything, rebounding, stealing, just being all over the floor, just doing everything.
Okay. Because the ACC look like they're building up.
So nah, they trying to stack it.
Like, y'all add some pieces. Owusu going to Virginia Tech. And then right. Italy's there. And then Notre Dame adds some people. Virginia. So, and then you still got Louisville. So, like, you know, they all, I mean, y'all were at the top. So, it's like everybody's gunning for you.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be feisty. But I got faith that we're going to make it out again.
I'm like an hour in. I think door to door, from my door to y'all steps, is like an hour and 13 minutes. So
that is not far at all. So I expect you to see some of the games.
Yeah, you was about to say every. I don't know about every, but I'm gonna be in some of them for sure. For sure, I'm gonna be there because you was. But look, what? Let me see. So I was at the. Oh man. Obviously, I was at the season opener, but I was at all the tournament games too. And you, it was like your release is like. You just had caught the ball. And, like, it was up and in, and you was back down the court. I'm like, bruh, like, here we go. I'm about to say, yo, she just caught that, John. And then and you already made it, and you back down the court. Like, your release is so freaking quick. I want to say something else, but, you know, some people's kids might be listening. Your release is so quick. Like, what drives you on the court? Like, what do you, you know, some people say they be singing songs or whatever, or they just be like, y'all right. Get this. Like, what drives you on the court and make you just really want to go hard?
I just say just people getting a feeling that, you know, they can guard me or, like, you know, they can beat us.
Say that again.
That feeling.
Say that again.
The feeling, just to not let the other defender feel like they can guard me or the team can beat us. Just that feeling. And, like, I just know, like, how good I am. So I want anybody to feel like they can, you know, guard me or do whatever they want to me, you know.
I feel it. Anybody trying to – you're not letting nobody sun you. Wait, do y'all say sun in Philly?
We don't really say that.
Okay, so I'm gonna find something else to say. You're not trying to let nobody stand you up. You're gonna do the show.
Nah, yeah, that's it. No, yeah, for sure. That's
okay, okay. And so now you're we talked about doing on the spaces with the committee. Once again, shout out to the committee, and we're talking about Ithaca. And so you know, shortly after, you know, you got a nice little package from Ithaca or whatever. You know, I'm like, okay, Diamond, we see you pulling out the special delivery.
We definitely trying to get the deal.
I love that. I love that. That, you know, they putting in some work for you, and you know, your face is getting out there even more. Like, people know your game, but they still want to get a chance to know you. And then I love these partnerships. Right. So, what went through your mind when you opened that Ithaca box?
I was looking like, it's some stuff, like, it's just so much stuff they had, from shorts to towels. I didn't even know they had towels. From towels to hats to shirts to, obviously, my favorite of them all, just the Ithaca, like, you know, drawers, like, underwear, shorts, bras, and swimsuit. They just got it all, so it's like, and all this stuff is really, really comfortable. And I've been wearing it for, like, since high school. And I just fell in love. Like, that's really the only things I wear, for real.
Because I'm looking at you opening this box. And, like, yeah, like you said, some of the stuff, I obviously knew about the underwear. But, like, I'm like, wait a minute. That's, like, socks? That's a hat? Like,
right.
They really got some of everything there for you.
Sweatpants, everything, like.
So you about to do an Ithaca photo shoot for us one day, and you gonna drop the fits on Instagram?
We trying. I get this body out of right first.
I'm weak. But no, I feel you. I'm trying to get me a 2-pack, you know, over the summer, or you know, my summer body is on layaway. So I'm gonna have it for like next summer. I'll probably get like a 3-pack. I'm not gonna get 6 now. I'm gonna be realistic. I'm a man of a certain age and size, so I'm gonna be realistic. I can give you 3. 6 is a little stretch.
No, I'll be trying to get sex in 2 days. That's how I want it to work.
Look, I might have to go to Dr. Miami or something. Let me go give me a little nip tuck or something. But no, I feel you on that. So now, obviously, you start. Have there been any games that's been announced this season for or going for your next schedule? Because you know, a lot of fans, they really enjoy the excitement of the schedule release, so they can one plan their trips. They know where they're gonna be at, and then sometimes they're like those tournaments and stuff like that's in the Bahamas, Virgin Islands. Have there been any games that have been released for y'all yet that you're kind of like, yo, I'm really looking forward to it?
I wouldn't say release, but I know for sure from what my coaches told me that we playing UConn again. So you know I'm definitely looking forward to that game.
For ooh. For sure.
Nah, for real. That's exactly. So that's the only guy I know so far, like in off season, but I'm pretty sure the schedule might come out like sometime later or like you know down the line.
Okay. So I'm smelling. Hold on.
You were. I went 13 away. I'm smelling beats around the game.
I'm gonna be there. Oh, so wait. It's gonna be in Raleigh.
Ooh, see, I don't know. It might be back at their place. I'm not sure.
Well, just let me know because I might need to be there. I might need to be
for real. There. For real.
Okay, so with the new additions that y'all have there, oh man, boy, if they come to Raleigh, that's gonna be a good one.
That crowd is going to go crazy,
yes, for sure. So, now have you had a chance to build any of the relationships because you play in USA basketball, so you play with a lot of your teammates, a lot of you know, people on other teams, you know, basically. It's like a big family and everyone, you know, maybe form friendships or things like that. So have you played with any of the new additions to your team before? Maybe Circuit or USA Basketball?
I haven't played with the new additions, but I have played, you know, obviously with Jada and Nazaya, because they both played on the Williams. I played against Jakia and she's at TakeOver. So I was familiar with them three, but other than the new additions, like I know the teams. I think tonight played for the Carolina Flames. We played against them too, so not played together, but like basically played against them.
Okay, gotcha. And so what's next? And obviously everyone wants the national championship. You know, I feel like that's everyone's goal. When they suit up in college, they want to win a national championship.
Right.
But we're going to let you be selfish for a minute. What do you want individually? Like, what are you coming for? Like, I need that. Player of the year, defensive player of the year, you want All-American, what you want?
Yeah, definitely All-American, definitely player of the year. Okay. Definitely to be on the, you know, first defensive team or, like, any defensive team. And just being a leader and scoring assists, stuff like that, rebounding, just – everything for real. So I'm trying to be all over the floor. So,
So I'm about to be like Raven. Raven, do you know what you did? You watch That's So Raven ever growing up?
I do. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So let me see something here. I'm gonna put this out here. My spirit is telling me we about to get.
Not the vision.
I'm trying to think. I ain't trying to like, you know, I ain't trying to, you know, get you packed up or nothing, whatever, but I'm trying to be good for you. So last year you were 10 because you came off the bench. And so you were at 10 points off the bench, 3.9 rebounds and 2.2 assists last season. You about to double your scoring. I smell, if not double, you giving us at least 18 a game, because y'all West let y'all shoot it. Y'all be slinging them threes at North Carolina State, so he definitely lets y'all shoot it. So I definitely feel about 18 for you,
We're going to say about 5 rebounds because you're a small guard, but you get after the rebounds.
We get in there.
And you know what? We talk about 5 assists. So 18, 5, and 5. That's you next year. I feel it. I feel it. And you're going to snatch some more ankles.
Uh-huh. I need the steals, though. Give me the steals. Give me the steals.
1.5 a game. Or 2. I'm going to say 1.5. What you want?
I'm going to say give me 2.
Give you 2? Okay. Okay, we're going to give you 2 steals a game. If you get 2 steals a game, you are running away with the Defensive Player of the Year award. They might try to you know shade you and give it to a big for some blocks or something.
But, big, you know how that go.
Yeah, but you get them 2.2 steals. Oh yeah, you about to be Defensive Player of the Year or at least All Defensive Team. So yeah, boom, 18, 5, 5, and 2. We about to be.
I like that one. I love it.
Okay. And I know who did you say that you were looking forward to playing again? Or I know you say UConn, but like some trash talkers. What team would you like to play? Where would you like to go and play? Like whether it's a UCLA or an Oregon or Oklahoma or somebody.
I would say Iowa. Probably Iowa. Oh, sure.
Be marking it. I feel it. You ready? Oh, wait, but you don't. Dang. ACC and Big Ten. Maybe y'all can do the ACC Big Ten challenge.
Yeah, because last year we had Indiana, so, you know, they had lost it in the Sweet 16, like two years ago, I think 2021.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had got them back for the Big Ten challenge, so.
Oh, that'll be sweet. But oh, you against yes, ma'am. I feel it. So I love that. So now when you think about I guess what do you do in the community there? Because y'all have a really supportive fan base, right?
And
like I've been to a couple of North Carolina State games and they be there like early, they be engaged, they be waiting for y'all after the game.
Not for real.
And so, like, they are really engaged and they're bought into supporting your team. So how does that make you feel to have that type of a supportive fan base? And do y'all ever try to, like, go out, whether it's, like, reading to the kids at the local schools? I don't know. I know back in my day, garbage, highway cleanup and stuff like that was a big thing. I don't know if y'all do that. But what is the community engagement like for y'all there in Raleigh at North Carolina State?
So, like, I had recently just signed with Pack of the Wolves. It's like just you get to meet donors, you know, sign autographs and alumni and, like, build relationships with, like, basically people in North Carolina, you know, period. And I know the fans is definitely supportive. So every game I try to, like, catch them before they leave just to go out there and talk to them, you know, sign their kids' balls and stuff like that. So I really try to make sure I'm present with the fans because I know they support me. So I just try to be there as much as possible. But, yeah, I just definitely sign with them. So we go meet and greet people and stuff. So I think it's nice that they started it.
Okay. And so when you think of 2 more years, you want these accolades, whatever, and you know you're aiming to that, obviously developing your game even more, leaving your mark really at North Carolina State. When it's all said and done, what would you want to be able to look back on your career and be like, yo, I really did that? Like, because a lot of people say that it goes so fast and they don't really enjoy it until it's over. So what is it? I'll make that a 2-part question. What do you want your legacy to be as a hooper? Because we got pro years well ahead. You got a lot of pro years ahead of you. So we're going to think about college. early. But what do you want your legacy to be? And do you try to really enjoy it while you're in it?
I would just think my legacy was for me to be, like, especially as a basketball player, just remember as a great basketball player, obviously, but, like, a great teammate, great leader, like, you know, just a great three pointer, like two-time AC championship, like something that people can never forget, like ever. Like it's already written in the books. Like I can look back and like, dang, I did this, or my team, we did this year and stuff like that. Cause when I look in the banners, I see like 1971 championships. And then next year we should see like 2022 regular season championship, like something that hadn't been done in 32 years. So just to be a part of that team is like really cool. And like, I would want my jersey retired, you know, all that stuff.
Okay.
All that good stuff.
Okay. And when you were on the Spaces, had Coach Stringer, I don't think she had announced her retirement yet when you first came on Our Spaces, right?
No, she hadn't. It was after the fact.
Okay. So is when you think about what she's done, I remember I had the opportunity to speak to her actually shortly before that. It was during the tournament time. I actually spoke to her while I was in Raleigh waiting to come to y'all game. And and she was just talking about, you know, wanted to make sure that she was a great role model, a great example. Right. And I know you mentioned that it was the little things that she taught, like basically paying attention to detail. And so what other nuggets did you, obviously she's had a long career. What other nuggets were there that Coach Stringer probably gave to you during your time there? You only spent a year in Rutgers, but what else did she possibly teach you?
She taught me patience for sure. Cause well, I was
she
just
teach me that because sometimes I ain't patient. No,
not for real. She taught me patience because when I got there, I was just on go, like just on go to get a bucket. She made sure like stop and look at my teammates, make sure they organize, just little stuff like that, and being a point guard and stuff. And then she would talk to me about some like things that was happening in the world. At that time, it was COVID-19 and stuff. And then she would always talk about like past players and like how to be a great team, like what it takes to be great. Because obviously she didn't bought three teams to the Final Four, so that's great. It takes a great coach to do that. So just really listening to her story and just made me go hard, especially in practice. Her practice is probably the, if not the, one of the hardest practices like I ever been in.
So oh wow. And I forgot.
And probably the longest practices too.
So the hardest and longest. Oh Lord. And man, I forgot. Yeah, your freshman year was a COVID year. So all right. So last year, did you feel like you had to catch up on some college experiences? Like, because a lot, you know, when you first came as a rookie, as a freshman, you know, up there in Rutgers, and especially it was cold at that. You may not have been able to do a lot because it was obviously still social distancing. Things eased up last year. So, you know, did you kind of like, all right, I got to go do this because I didn't really get a chance to do this last year. Was there any fun that you caught up on?
I mean, just me and other people, because during the time it wasn't nobody on campuses but athletes when I was at Rutgers. So we pretty much stayed with our teammates. That's all I do with my teammates for real. So when I met new people at NC State, and just going to class, you know, it was virtually just going to classes and walking to campus and stuff like that. So, and then like
the fans, build a social life then.
Social life. And we didn't have no fans at the game. So when I saw, you know, that the games was packed, it felt like a real college experience.
Oh, wow. I always forget that like you go from having nobody to like, they all on top of you now. So
for real.
Wow. Okay. So does Coach West typically take his seniors home? Has there been a plan to possibly take you back to play in Philly for your senior year?
Yeah, he tried to do that this year with ODU because my mom lived in Virginia.
Okay.
I lived in Virginia for a couple of years. So he tried to make that happen. I don't know if it's going to happen, but he definitely asked me about playing ODU. So my family could come, my friends. So I think he would definitely do that my senior year to play in like Philly or something like that.
So is more of your family in Virginia or Philly?
Philly. Only my mom live here.
So sure, you can get both. Go to Virginia this year and go to Philly. So you got a bunch of schools in Philly to choose from.
Right. St. Joe's, Jackson, Temple, like any school for real.
Okay, okay. So we ain't gonna hold you. I'm not gonna hold you too much longer. So I think. So I'm trying to think.
Chuckle for me. What you thinking about?
No. I just okay. So you got me. I just still think about that. That sound of I would count only the sound effect when you was like the whatever you did when you hit the hezzy, hit it with the hezzy, pop, pop. And every time I see your name or scroll across your timeline, I always think about that. So that was going to be my question. And it, see what I did there? About that. Hey, that's the name of the show. About that. Look at there. but no, my question is going to be, is there anything that you about to pull out your bag this season that you about to just wow us with? Like, I don't know if you about to hit us with a nasty fake. You got some, and I know you might not be able to tell us everything, but like if it's some floater with a finger roll behind you, I don't know. I'm just making up all kind of combinations. Like, what you been practicing on that you about to really hit us with?
I already been practicing on my layup package, you know, my inside game more. Mm. You know, I really been threes a lot and just like,
you know, shooting threes a lot. You was already shooting them and knocking them down, so you about to hit them even more?
No. I was saying like separation moves for the three, like more step backs, you know, soft step, just to get more separation between me and the defender. Obviously, the mid-range floaters, all that, but definitely the layup package for sure.
Okay. So who you been watching? I know you went to the Dream Game. What you watching anything to? Well, it's Thursday, but maybe you know it's Thursday. So what you watching tonight? And then who was your favorite so far this season?
This season my favorites is definitely the Aces.
Okay. Now we gonna ignore that game the other night.
When they do that league. We definitely is, for sure. But it's when cool though. It happens.
That was nah, I was cool. Like, I know you lying to me. I know you lying to me.
It happens. It's cool. But okay. Like overall, it's really the Aces.
Okay, so you still rocking with the Aces. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Still I like that.
Yeah, but I don't know who I'm going for tonight. With I think the Fever and the Wings play.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm about to, you know, definitely got the Wings, though. You said you got the Wings?
I got the Wings for sure.
Yeah, I can see that. And the Fever, I mean, yeah, I got you. I got you with that too. Yeah. So
yeah.
I feel it. So I think, you know what, that's going to wrap it up for us. What's the last message you want to say? And tell anybody out there, if any, because I got a few brands that be listening to this. So who you want to send a shout out to, tell them to send you a nice package, whatever. You need some Jordans, whatever you need. Hey, say it. They might be going ahead and hook you up.
No, you know, I just started my brand, the Down 3 brand. I don't know if you saw on Twitter or Instagram.
I did.
Yeah, I'm dropping some merch. Drop some merch, hoodies and tee. Obviously, we're gonna expand off of that, but
okay.
I definitely need to see you one of those. Order, you know, just support. Order it, you know. I definitely gotta see you one of those.
I got you for sure. And tell everybody where to follow you. I'm gonna put it in the box too, so they can definitely support.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at _diamond3, and follow me on Twitter at _diamond3_.
Okay, and this last part is for Low. Give us a new song, cause what was the other one? Get it, Black Ops, Black.
Nah, it's called Broke Ops.
Broke Ops. Okay, so give us a new song to listen to.
A new song? Ooh, I don't think I'm up to date. Hey, you know, I like me some Gunna.
Some Gunna.
I love Gunna. Y'all probably did y'all listen to me yet?
See, I'm a little old, so. I don't know. I won't know a Gunna song if I hear it, but I'm going to let you put me on. Give me a Gunna. I mean, what's your go-to Gunna song? Oh, wait. It's Black Ops? I keep saying Black Ops. It's Broke Ops a Gunna song? No, that was
Vaughn.
That was Vaughn. Okay, so who is... Give me a Gunna song then.
Gonna, I would just say south to west. South to west.
South to west.
Gonna, yes.
Gonna. Boom. There it is. For me and Lo, we gonna rock with a south to west by Gunna. All right.
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure I know that Future song by, with Tim's. Wait for you. I've been hearing that on the radio a lot. I know y'all have.
Oh, wait for you. Yes. 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 I love that. You know, I love, give me a, I'm an R&B guy, you know, I'm an old school hip hop guy. So
old school.
Yeah. But I like, I'm old school, but I'm a rock. I'm gonna check out this South to West by Gunna. So we're gonna see what you, what it's hitting for.
Nah, it's really catchy. I like catchy songs.
Okay, well, it's good. Something you can vibe to then.
Yeah.
Well, Diamond, I appreciate it. I'm about to go vibe out to some South to West. It make me feel like I'm about to go to the airline or the airport or South to West. but appreciate you. And I can't wait to support you this season. Can't wait. I'm gonna go cop some merch. I'm gonna make sure everybody else cop some merch too. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna be checking
for sure.
We're gonna be checking for you and keep watching and we're gonna support.
No, thank you. I appreciate it. I love the vibes it was given early.
Thank you. Thank you always. And you know I'm gonna be right there in Raleigh, so we're gonna link.
No, I bet it's true. Let me know.
Gotcha. Bet. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I'm back. Y'all, that was Diamond Johnson. Like, Diamond is so chill. Like, she has such a laid-back personality. She, like, just want to have fun. But on the court, she is nasty. Like, she's definitely one of my favorite players in college to watch. I can't wait for the upcoming season to see what she gives y'all. As she mentioned, like, she's about to come with it. She's about to come with it. And so she's working on that game. I can't wait. I'm definitely going to drive up there to Raleigh and check her out. But yeah, that's this week's show. Make sure you go and follow Diamond. I'm going to put her information in the box of the podcast. I don't know where that accent came from. I don't even know which country that was. I'm not sure. I have different voices sometimes that I like to experiment with. But no, seriously, follow Diamond. Go and support her. Get her merch. Follow me. Follow the show. You can find me on Twitter and the Instagram at itsbterrell, itsbterrell, on Twitter and Instagram. And about that BW, at about that BW on both Twitter and Instagram. And so make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow me. You're going to hear that again. Follow me. Follow the show. Send me anything that you would like for me to talk about on the show as well. Enjoy some games. Love your neighbor. Just everybody just have fun. Like, be safe. Email the show about that bw@gmail.com. Any questions that you want to have or want me to talk about, any comments, any suggestions, whatever. Just be great in everything that you do. Understand that it's okay to fuck up and it's never too late to pivot. Thank you for listening. Thank me for talking. Y'all have a good one and peace out.
It's your girl Mel, and you've been kicking it with B. Terrell on About That. And I'm going to need you to pull up every single week. But before you do that, make sure you subscribe, like, rate, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend, because it's going down each and every week. See ya!